On the show today, we have call miner Scott Kendrick telling us about killing bad client care in finance, innovations for staying competitive. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Scott Kendrick from Call Miner. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Hey, we're talking about killing bad client care in finance, innovations for staying competitive. Can you tell us what's going on here? Is there like some bad financial services going on there? What's going on?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, that's a big assertion, first of all, to say that financial services organizations are not providing good client care. Certainly, I think there's both sides of that, right? There's the strong players and the weaker players. Overall, as an industry, I don't think it's necessarily on the top of the, you know, bad service providers list. But there's certainly a lot of challenges, which I'm happy to expand on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so, well, I mean, first of all, why is this happening? What's going on here? What's causing it?
So, yeah, a lot of it has to do with the changing demands of the consumers that we're dealing with day in and day out. And it's hard to read an article or attend a conference if you're not going to hear about the millennials, right? But even outside the millennials, it's a much more connected society. And so there's a lot more expectation on the flexibility in which consumers interact with their financial organizations or institutions. And the various, you know, banks and credit unions aren't necessarily tooled or structured to provide that level of flexibility. And flexibility could be across different communication channels. So there's a lot more tendency more towards digital channels, so things like chat, email, online self-service. Social media messaging apps, those types of things. But even the kind of time flexibility, everybody expects an answer now, regardless of whether it's 10 p.m. at night or during normal business hours. So, you know, managing those challenges is difficult. And as I said, a lot of it has to do with not having the right technology to provide the service to meet those expectations. And of course, from a time perspective, then you run into all kinds of workforce management challenges that didn't exist in the past.
Yeah, I mean, can you provide us with a couple of insights and data on like the high cost of bad customer care that perhaps banks and credit unions need to pay attention to and understand in the future or right now, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of quantitative data out there, and of course, it's specific per industry, but just from a qualitative standpoint, there's a lot more choices now. I think, you know, when I started banking, and probably yourself as well, there was something, you know, regional about it. It was the branch that was closest to my home that I could talk to. You know, that's where I opened my account. So I was a much more captive customer at that point. Now with all the online choices and the financial technology type companies that are out there, it's just so easy to switch, and it's much harder to retain that customer. So it all comes down to the old saying that it's much less costly to retain a customer than to acquire a new one. And if you can retain that customer, then there's a much greater opportunity. You're going to upsell, you're going to increase the lifetime value of that client. So with all these choices, it's a lot easier to lose a customer. Customers that are unhappy are much more price sensitive, so they're not going to care about your fees or your cost of service if you're doing a great job. But if you're not, they're going to start looking around. You know, lastly, we have to deal with the whole social amplification of customer service. So if you provide a good service, then hopefully you're going to get referrals. But there's, again, a lot of data out there that talks about the amplification of negative customer service when somebody goes out and tweets about it or shares that experience on Facebook. And you know, there's also data out there around the fact that for every customer that does complain on social media, there's a whole bunch behind them that actually aren't saying anything at all. So significantly higher costs, I think, today in providing poor customer service than it was, you know, years ago.
Yeah, I think that's incentive in itself right there, is to provide. I mean, you think that you look outside the banking industry at companies. I know we use Apple like 100 million times a day as example for doing whatever, but their customer service, I mean, I've been on their customer service a lot and it is phenomenal. Or you go to Costco, their customer service is phenomenal. I mean, you look at these kind of, I don't want to say like high priced type or upper echelon type companies, but I mean, you're paying a premium for Apple products. And sometimes when you go to Costco, I mean, some of their stuff is a little pricier, or you're buying a big barrel of peanut M&Ms or something like that for $500, whatever. But I mean, right. But their customer service is phenomenal. And I'm more than happy, just as a consumer, not taking banking out of it, you know, I'm more than happy to pay a little bit more for that great customer service. And because I know my voice is going to be heard, you know, so and then bringing it back into banking where there's so much disruption, as they're saying today, like, wow, you know, it's like kind of take a template what those guys are doing and bring it into your shop.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, these challenges we're talking about, the changes are across industry. It's not, restricted just to banking, but certainly I think that there's, you see some industries advancing more quickly with new technologies than others. And sometimes, in some cases, the banks are still thinking about customer experience from a branch perspective, yeah, which again is an old mindset, yeah, and we have to get away from that.
How about, what are a couple of key best practices that financial institutions can address for customer or member engagement, that, the challenges that foster to improve client relations?
Yeah, I think the first is to understand that demand and flexibility from your consumers, mm-hmm, and then to retool accordingly to be able to service those demands. It's kind of a catch-22 because, you're not doing your customers a favor if you're not providing those channels and that flexibility, yeah, yeah, of interaction that they're looking for. At the same time, if you try to provide that flexibility but you're not appropriately ready to do that, you don't have the technology or the staff or the organizational structure, you're going to cause more issues, yeah, if you're providing a poor service through those channels. So it's certainly something that has to be tackled on both those fronts. But then the second side of thing is, from an analytical standpoint, so you need to be able to understand how your customers are interacting with you on a daily basis, regardless of channel. Mm-hmm. You can't just focus that customer interaction analytics on a single channel. It really needs to be across the all channels and the entire customer journey. In terms of applying that analytics, it's across the board. So understanding customers and what makes them happy or unhappy, but also understanding how your employees and your agents are performing, mm-hmm, and what feedback you can provide them. Improving the efficiency at what your agents are handling interactions with your customers. And then lastly, covering things like compliance. So that's another challenge I think that is, much bigger in financial services. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of regulatory demands. Many of those demands are intended to better serve the customer, mm-hmm, the consumer, but often there's so much focus on the compliance, you forget about that human aspect of that customer experience. Yeah. So taking that analytical approach and those different analytical technologies to look at all different ways at which you can improve those customer experiences is key.
Great point. To wrap up here, because I know you got a lot of work to do today and better things to do than talking to me. So how are smart coaching and analytics technologies helping, like you were just alluding to, helping organizations achieve a more unified view of their audience, which results into increased levels of quality and engagement? I think you just alluded to it in your last response.
Right, yeah. So it really starts down with understanding what is happening on every single one of those interactions, and particularly how your agents are performing. So, the old approach would be, let's sample a few calls kind of per representative per month and give them feedback based on that. But it's such a small sample set, the feedback is absolutely inaccurate. And it becomes more of a challenge when you do have to deal with those different channels of communication in which your customers might be approaching you through. So it's getting that analytical view across 100% of those interactions, so you're not relying on those few samples and that human subjectivity to listen to conversations, automatically scoring them for things like, how is the agent performing, is there compliance risk, is the customer satisfied, and then getting that holistic view again across the entire customer journey.
This is such a great topic, because I think people kind of think about it and then they don't think about it. It seems like it's kind of something that's just kind of under the radar a little bit, you know. And so it's so cool to kind of give it a little bit more light. And I think sounds like you guys are right there in the middle of it all.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in this space. It's a really exciting time.
Very cool. All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much for taking time out of day to chat with us about this topic for a few minutes. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
MathQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.